an umpire and a vampire square off week after week, reviewing movies outside their own strike zone. This week's movies, the 1988 They Live, and a 2008 movie, The Wrestler, starring Rowdy Roddy Piper, Mickey Rourke, Marissa Tomei, Meg Foster, Keith David, Johnny Valiant, and Sibby Daniela. Now two guys who are sent each week to chew bubblegum and review movies, but always seem to be out of bubblegum. Tim Kretschmann and Jeff Miller.
Woo!
Yep, season three, baby. Inning one. Let's
what
do
is
this.
A Sibby what, sir?
Yeah, that's how I watch movies. I look for the little things. Sibby.
Yeah.
Daniela.
Yeah.
Is, I don't want to, it's a spoiler, but I don't care. It's the woman at the very end of the movie.
Oh, okay. I know what
Tim,
you're referring to.
You know me, so you know I had to find that out. And,
yeah.
And it sort of sucks because she does not have a very long IMBD. Let's just put it that way.
All right, well.
No, wait, what? Well so we're done with me already.
First.
Who's on
first? Hey, everybody.
Who's on first?
It's Jeff Miller. He's the ump.
And it's Tim Kretschmann. He's the vamp. Big
and
sexy.
Jeff, well, that's true.
Is that the name?
Jeff, now if he was aged in dog years, he'd be fertilizing my lawn right now instead of sitting in that chair.
You know what? That's what took me so long. I was fertilizing your lawn on the way in.
That
tree
explains,
is going to grow.
That explains so much. Now, Jeff and I have been watching movies.
And it
we've been doing
one.
Our homework.
It was number two.
Okay, let's get off of that.
I had chili this afternoon.
The sports movie this week is
The
Wrestler.
Wait, before we get into that, okay, and I know you can re-put that up there, but people that are maybe just joining us for first for season three because they heard the buzz about season
the
one
huge
and two.
Buzz.
So,
well, they probably saw the merch around town.
Right, at the Value Village. So, again, I'm Jeff, I'm the ump, he's Tim, he's the vamp. So what we do here is that I dislike horror movies. I'm not a big horror movie person. So Tim, who enjoys horror movies, he sets up a movie for me to watch each week, and I watch it and review it. And I do the same for him for sports movies, even though sports movies everybody loves. But Tim doesn't normally watch sports movies, so this
There's
is a little bit of a crooked wrench in his side. So
well,
that doesn't
you know,
make sense.
All the sports movies always end up being about drugs. That's my theory.
There was one.
What?
North Dallas 40. That was the only
that
one.
That was the only one. So The Program didn't have a major section about that. What about Caddyshack? Caddyshack had it?
Yeah.
Dodgeball?
Damn, you're right.
Yeah, so we'll... One of these days, I will. That'll be a special episode. I'll go through every movie and explain how the drugs were involved in that sports movie.
And I'll do the same thing with the horror movies because there's drugs in every one of those movies too.
Oh yeah.
No, there's not. I don't even know that. I got to do something though, real quick. I got to cover myself up over here because it's in delay.
Yeah,
and
that drives
it
you
throws
nuts.
Me off. But then I get to look at Peggy. No,
that's Tracy.
Tracy.
That isn't going to get old, you calling people by the wrong name.
I don't get people's names right unless I see their face.
Hey, who's this face that's on the screen
right
now?
Oh, that's Rowdy Roddy Piper in They Live. So this is the movie I reviewed. Tim, if he goes back to the other one, the one he reviewed was also a wrestler-type movie. It's The Wrestler.
Well, it's called The Wrestler. Yes. You didn't know where to go once you started that. You're like, where do I go where? Okay, you know what? We forgot to decide who goes first.
Should we flip a coin?
No, let's give it to the chat room. Chat room, who's going to go first?
And while we're doing that, while you guys do that, I'm going to show you my merch that I'm wearing today.
Yes, this is awesome, everybody. Look at that.
I have come here to chew bubble gum and kick ass.
There you go.
I'm all out of kicking ass. I mean, I'm all out of bubble gum.
I forget what movie that's even from.
It's from They Live. This week.
Oh, I'm probably going to be easy to beat in trivia then. Okay.
Who said what? Jeff, since he's got merch.
Okay,
so
it's going to be Jeff going first, and he gets to talk about They Live.
Let's talk about the banner.
Where?
Too big of a picture of me. We do not need that.
Well, I'm trying to...
Except unless I go like this again.
Trying to turn this back
I could flex,
on.
Too. No.
Okay, please do that.
I get used to this backward forward.
You know, I turn this on every time before the show. And I always got to turn back on. There it goes. Okay.
This is really that big of a picture? Okay. All right, anyway.
It's a big screen.
Oh, wait. We're going to have little pictures in the bottom here. I can't wait. There it is. All right.
Well, that's the beginning.
Yep, Jeff Miller. That's me. It's spelled correctly. And, yeah, so I...
It's a tough one, everybody.
So I reviewed John Carpenter's movie called They Live. It's a movie about aliens. And there's... Yeah, there is one. And there's... See, now, maybe I should watch these beforehand because I'm going to just watch all these.
Yes, you are.
Is Sibby in this?
No.
They live, we sleep. Don't have Sibby. So it's kind of ironic that this movie, it, you know, I didn't like it. So I didn't like it as much as I wanted to like it. So it's about these aliens, right? So we don't know that there's aliens out there, but something's going on. Is there's like a big time recession time period. And we can talk about this during the movie because I know why they did that.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's some preaching going on in the streets. And Rowdy Roddy Piper is a drifter. He's right. A drifter. His name's Nada. Well, you don't really know that, but it's Nada.
They never say it on in the movie, right?
Did you take Spanish?
Yeah, it means nothing.
Right. What means nothing?
Nada.
Nothing?
Nothing is Nada.
Who's on first? Anyways. That was lame. Anyways, so his name is Nada.
You wanted it to be funny.
I did.
I think everybody knew. I think you should get some points.
Hell
just
yeah.
From trying.
I've got points already. So anyways, so he's drifting, and this is in California.
I might give you a point. I might give you an extra
point. He takes a job on a construction site. It's funny because the guy on the construction site, he goes, I got my own tools, right? He's got a backpack. Well, when you see him on the construction site, he's using a shovel. And of course he's got his shirt off because he's a wrestler.
Right.
So everybody else has got... What is that? That's not that stupid
box.
That is
people telling me how great the show is.
Absolutely. So he's got his shirt off. So if you guys are into that shirtless thing, you got it. So he's in there. He's digging out. Everybody else has got OSHA-approved vests on. And he's got his shirt off.
Yes.
Digging away. You know, and...
He's cranking at it, too.
Yep. So then he is. He's giving it.
He's pushing.
But that's the only day of work he does, but yet he gets paid for a week's worth of work. You tell me how that works. And it's true. I watch these movies pretty intently. And
no.
Yeah. So then he goes to this comp. How much of this can I tell the movie? Can I give away a lot or not really? What do you think?
Well, I think you can.
Because it's a 1988 movie, right?
Yeah, you can pretty. You're pretty clear.
Okay.
You're pretty clear.
Crystal. So anyways, wait. I'm a little parched. I'm crystal and parched.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh Mafia, I hope you're enjoying this because we're going to be out there soon.
Imagine I've had an hour of this already. Go ahead.
So anyway, so back to the basics. He goes to this commune. He follows one of the guys, Keith David. Keith David is an actor who I found out was also in The Thing. So he was in a movie, a John Carpenter movie before this. He brought him into this movie. And yes.
It's like somebody...
Somebody pays attention.
Yeah. Good
so,
job.
But the thing of it is, and now Tim, right now Tim is thinking, damn, I had a question in the trivia that dealt with this, and now I got to think of something else. So, anyways,
I'm so worried.
Keith David plays like kind of his buddy, but they get into fights and they're fighting with each other. And I did do some research because
kind of his buddy, but he gets it.
Yeah, they're buddies, but they're like. Punching buddies. You know how you got...
punching buddies.
You know how you have friends with benefits? These are friends with punches.
Yeah, but these are guys, they take apart a pallet and beat each other with lumber.
Right. The whole wrestling aspect comes into this. And if you're a fan of wrestling at all, you can see wrestling moves in this like you would not believe.
Oh, yeah. You can
there's a suplex in it, for God's sake.
Called out. Yeah,
I haven't been in many fights, but I've never used a suplex in any of them. Although
I haven't been in many tent towns like they have there.
No,
and okay, see if you agree with me on
me,
this.
Or are you talking to the audience?
I'm Ty. You're okay. In the room, yeah. And you can respond. But did you not sit there and think, damn, if that isn't the nicest hobo community I've ever
yes.
seen? It was
yeah.
beautiful.
It was
like, hey, that looks all right. Because it was a beautiful California.
Yeah.
Sun was out.
Everywhere's nice.
A good color. I mean, the color I thought was beautiful during this movie.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there and I'm like, there's Rowdy Roddy Piper with his, you know, golden locks.
Oh, I know.
And I'm
I
like,
know. I know.
It looks like he showered... earlier that day, you know, and he's supposed to be a hobo.
He's supposed to be a drifter. Yeah. So yeah, the commune was pretty slick. It was pretty slick. Actually, that area still is undeveloped in California. Did you know that?
Oh no, I did not. Yeah. That would have been good to hit me with. And
no, I have the trivia for the wrestler.
Oh.
Yeah. So anyways, back to the movie. So these are friends with punches. They're beating each other up. But the cool thing is I also did some more research on this. This is something that they practiced for 2 weeks before that actual scene. It was supposed to be a quicker scene, but it's actually 5 minutes and 22 seconds long.
Yeah.
And it feels like longer than that.
You know what it is? It's a specialty match. Remember when in wrestling there would be like ladder matches and there would be all these different types of this is a put on the sunglasses match.
That's what I want to say. That's the whole thing. When I'm watching this, Tim, when I watch this, just put on the sunglasses. Because he wouldn't put on those damn sunglasses, they get into this fight.
He's carrying at one point he breaks a bottle.
Yes. And he throws it away though.
No.
Was that supposed to be his car that he put the
I think so.
Yeah, because he got all pissed, he busts the bottle and he's like, nah, I'm not gonna do that. It was funny and awkward. So now they're buddies, they're not buddies, whatever. They get a hotel room, and it's funny how they're walking to Rowdy Roddy Piper's limping. It's like an over exaggerated limp. So they get there, you know, then they gotta figure out what's going on. And honest to God, Tim, I'm watching this movie, and there's like only like 10 minutes, 20 minutes left. I'm like, this gotta end. How is this gonna end? There is no conclusion coming up. So they jump down a hole and
they jump down a hole.
When they jump down the hole, he goes, we gotta go down that hole. And I'm like, well, that's what she said. And I says to myself as I'm watching the movie. Wow. Tim's been busy this week. Tim's been busy this week. So the sunglasses that they have, you put them on and then you can see these guys. That's how they look like. That's what the aliens look like when you have the glasses on.
It looks like Skeletor.
Yeah. Kind of like that. The Crypt Keeper kind of.
Yeah.
But then they get contact lenses that makes it even more like, so they have to wear sunglasses around him. Oh, wait a second. Hold on. Hold the phone. Hold the phone.
Hold your bubble gum. I was ladies and gentlemen.
But, man, that's more like it. That's more like it. That's what I was supposed to do during this part of my.
It looks great, though.
Tim, I can tell you right now, you are a human. You're not one of them.
Thank you.
So anyway, so back to they live. So they jump down this hole. And did you know what seemed familiar? You remember you had me watch Westworld. Remember Westworld?
Yes.
They're in those tunnels. And that's the first thing I thought of. If I never would have saw Westworld, I never would have thought of this. But I'm like, this is like Westworld. They're going down these tunnels. I'm thinking, they're not going to know where the hell they're going. How are they going to remember where they're going? Well, they get going where they're going. And then they go to Studio 54. Area 54.
Ooh.
Did you pick up on that?
No.
Hot damn, look at that. I should watch all these
movies. Mr. Number Guy.
But think about that. Area 54, Studio 54, Aliens, Roswell, California, Nevada, the desert. All ties together, people. And I got sunglasses so I can see what's going on. Anyways, my future's so bright.
But in black and white.
My future's so bright, I need to wear shades. So what was that, Corey Hart? Who sang that?
Yeah, it was Corey Hart.
Look at that, man.
Wow.
So anyways, so they do all this stuff.
You know a lot of stuff
that's
not important.
And then Meg Foster. Well, she'll come up.
She's got the blue eyes.
She's got very haunting eyes. She was also in a movie, a water movie. I don't remember which one it was.
A water movie.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
You're really...
Leviathan.
Was she in Leviathan?
Or The Abyss. No, not The Abyss. Maybe it's Deep Star 6. But anyways, she's in there too. And those
There was a hot minute where she was a very big actress in Hollywood. She was in the Osterman Weekend. I know.
I know what that is. I look like him.
But probably what she's best known for, of all things, is she was in Masters of the Universe.
Really?
Yeah. She was like Skeletor's side witch.
Oh, Timbuk 3, you're right.
And she, oh, all right, whatever. But she was like the side witch, and she started off where she loved Skeletor and realized Skeletor didn't love her and slowly kind of turned against her.
Did Skeletor look like one of these dudes?
Kind of, yeah.
Well, but she's got, her eyes are really something else.
Yeah.
I mean, those are real eyes. Those aren't like fake eyes, like they put them on her. If you watch them, you know what I'm talking about, Tim. You look, you can look at those eyes.
Look at the stuff
you
can think, just coming out of for
no, but it's mouth. But it's true though, because they people think her she has fake eyes. She's from Kentucky. She actually has those blue eyes. But anyways, so I guess
Rowdy sucker punches Roddy at one point.
She and pushes him out of a window.
Down a mountain.
Yeah, she throws him out of a window, and then she sees him later, and she goes, I, hope I thought you were dead, or I thought I
killed you.
Yeah,
and that was the line. I thought I killed
you. You're right, that's
the line. She doesn't say, oh, I'm so sorry.
Right, right.
She says, oh, I thought I killed you. God damn it. You know?
But then but you find out why, because she's actually working
for you. Hey, we don't have to give away every...
Okay, so then I'm going to not go to that. I'm going to say something about John Carpenter.
Yeah, one thing.
Like, I want to say something about John Carpenter.
Yes, sir.
So this was a difficult movie to watch, but I can see what it's all about. It's a cult movie. So once you watch it, you're going to watch this again and again. You're going to watch it at frat parties, at drinking parties, at parties with people. This is not a movie that you're going to actually watch to watch like I did. You're going to watch this movie to be with a bunch of friends, drink while it's going on. You're not going to be watching it for the content. It's more of a cult movie, I believe. That's my opinion.
I think it's a camp movie.
What the?
Yeah, it's campy.
When you're like out camping?
No, camp is a film term, which means where it almost seems like they're in on their own joke.
Okay, and I can see that, yep.
If you watch this movie, like the first 15 minutes, it's played dead straight.
I got something else.
The best part of this was when I saw it the first time, it was opening weekend, and you probably noticed this, the theme music to this is... Do do do.
Yep.
Do do do. Now, all of us, this is the first time anybody in the theater was seeing this movie. By the fifth time that do 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 went on, the whole theater was clapping.
Were they really? Yeah, that was another thing I wanted to bring this up, is that there's background music through the whole thing.
Well, Carpenter actually is a musician that got into directing.
Really?
If you ask him, he identifies almost more as a musician. He's written the themes to all of his movies.
Has he?
And he still tours playing these songs.
Yeah. I actually had the same feel for this movie as I did for Escape from New York. I sort of had the same
kind. Which he also did.
Right, which now that answers my own question, because I'm like, I don't know how this guy ever got any more movies made, because this movie was not something that would draw me to see another John Carpenter movie, if that's what I'm doing.
I'll tell you why. This movie was made for $3 million. It made $13 million.
Yeah, and you probably know this, but it was a number one hit when it came out. It was number one. It ruled the box office that first weekend. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Rowdy Piper.
Yeah.
He's a wrestler.
He was...
So
okay. So let's talk about Roddy, though.
Okay, hold on. Then you I want to talk about Sibby.
Okay.
Talk about Roddy first.
But let's talk about Roddy. How do you think he did as an actor?
It was very difficult. I think he's good in the small segments that he had in the wrestling ring when he had to be Roddy Piper for a few minutes at a time. He,
at no point, enters a wrestling ring.
Not in this movie, but I'm saying,
he's a great wrestler.
He's a great wrestler. Promo. He's a great 5 minute. Hey, this is Roddy Piper.
My thing is,
but this is tough, and he's tough. He's hard, and he's bad in this movie.
Yeah, okay, I will. I've thought about this a lot. You know, I've often said, for a wrestler, you know, a wrestler that's acting in a movie, he's a great wrestler. But here's what happens: the first 15, 20 minutes. John Carpenter had him very flat, and he's actually okay at that. He was flat, but he was okay with it. But when you get to the scene where the glasses go on. And he figures out that everybody's an alien. He starts going a little bit cuckoo. And like one of the scenes, he's sitting there pointing at a woman. He goes, you're real ugly. You
know, yes, all this stuff. Yes. Those are some good lines.
It's hysterical.
Yes.
But if you wanted to make a serious movie, you can't have that in it.
That's right.
So it's like the whole movie just going. When I talk camp, I'm talking about the 1960s Batman. That's the quintessential camp film.
What?
Gilligan's Island's campy.
You know where it's Gilligan's Island is real.
Okay. But anyway.
Marianne or Ginger? Should we go down that road right now?
I'm all Marianne.
Really?
All the time.
See, not me. Yeah. I'm all about the ginger. But anyways, okay. So back to this.
Gingers have no souls.
I'm married to one, so I know. So anyways.
Save that clip.
And no, don't. Anyways, so back to They Live. It was palatable. If I would be with a group of people.
Palatable.
So, yes. Okay. So if I was with, let's say, you and your brother and some other people, and we were all watching a movie.
It's a movie to talk over.
Right, and I could drink during it or whatever, that's fine.
Yeah.
But so let me know. Let me tell you guys, I don't drink during these movies because I need to be fully focused.
Yeah, because he needs to pick out
like Studio numbers. 54. Yeah, exactly. So back to Sibby. All right, so real quick.
Yeah, we do
Sibby. So I will end on this note right here.
Okay.
As far as Sibby is concerned, so that final scene, so whatever, blah, blah, blah happens, and now they can start seeing the people. So I didn't give it away. You can start seeing.
Give it away now.
Yeah, that's a song too.
Yeah.
Who did that one? Corey Hart.
Timbuk 3.
So anyways, so now you can start seeing who the people are, and I won't tell you why, but you can.
Yeah.
And so you see people on the news, all this. All of a sudden you see this woman, very voluptuous woman, Sibby Denley. It's a tough word to say. And she, and I'm like, it's about time, Tim. You give me something with something in it.
You picked it.
Oh yeah. So I picked my own movie.
Yeah.
There you go. So anyway,
that's why it had nudity.
So and it was all the way up to the very last 30 seconds of the movie. I'm like, huh, all right. So so I had to quick get the controller and freeze frame. But anyways, so they're going through this thing, and she looks down at the dude, and it's one of the zombie guys, because
going
you can
down
tell.
On him, you
but
look
no,
down.
She was not going. She was doing her little cowboy thing, cowgirl thing, and she looks down. She sees that he's an alien. But I think it would have been so much more funny if it would have been the guy looking at her and she was the alien. I think that would have.
And then he could have said, "You're real ugly."
Yes, that would have been the way to end this. But it was still a palatable.
Palatable.
Yeah. Palatable movie.
So, Jeff, I'm going to have you score it right now.
No, is that what we're doing?
Yeah, because I got a new effect we're doing.
Ooh, an effect.
Yeah, new effect.
Would that be with EFF or is that AFF? Effect or effect?
Effect.
Okay. So it's with an E.
E.
So I'm going middle of the road here on this one. I'm just going to 5. I really am.
A 5.
Yep.
Did you like the new 5?
What if I would have said 6?
Then I would have pressed this one.
It looks like a 5.
Okay.
No, okay, wait. So I'm going to say a 5. And I want to tell you why a 5 right now, because Rowdy Roddy Piper's in it.
It was scary.
No. Rowdy Roddy Piper's in it. You got to give him props.
You know, the
only reason it got a 5 is because Rowdy Roddy Piper was in it. And Sibby Daniel.
I
should give it a 6. No, I'm
going to
give
it a
5.
I even agree with you. This is not my favorite John Carpenter film.
Thank you, Tim. You even agree. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
John Carpenter,
As the winner of season 2, I agree with you.
Oh, what? Did John Carpenter make any other movies?
Yeah. You're gonna be watching one at the end of the season.
But that was before
the
this.
Thing
and he Escape made from New York.
Escape from New
Those
York.
Those are all before this, though.
Yes, and so is Halloween. He made the original Halloween.
Oh my God.
Oh God! Now I'm on the spot. He's made a ton of movies.
No,
he made one called Memoirs of an Invisible Man with Chevy Chase. He made an Elvis documentary with Kurt Russell playing Elvis on TV.
Elvis is a...
What are some of the other oddball stuff?
Kurt Russell was in...
Assault on Precinct 13 is a great action movie. That's what, that was the movie that really got him on the
Was that before all these?
That was,
yeah. It had to have been because Halloween's a pretty big deal, isn't it?
Yeah, Halloween was a huge deal. Oh, for a long time, that was the most profitable film, independent film of all time.
Because what do you mean they independent? Like Paramount didn't do it or anything like that?
It didn't have a studio at first. And it got picked up by a studio to distribute because they just saw dollar signs.
Can I tell you right now, Halloween right now, I'm already in my head, I'm freaking out because I can see the scene where it's fall and he's like, you can see him across the street, Michael Myers dude, walking through their yard and going to go in there. Oh, my God. I'm starting to sweat. Let's go on to... Okay,
let's go on to mine.
Yeah.
Can I do mine?
Pittsburgh Mafia.
Okay, here we go. And the pitch. And again, it does this to me.
See, I told you, there is no baseball.
I'm so mad. I even redid this before the show. There it is.
You know, I said... We did last week. We did... What's Jeff eating? I think we're going to do what's Jeff drinking.
I don't think anybody wants any part of that.
Where's my picture? I'm supposed to have a little small picture.
Yeah, yours isn't up either. Let's see. There you go.
Hey! Oh, I can take off these glasses now.
Yeah, you should. In fact, could you obscure your face a different way, though?
No.
Okay.
Tim at... Oh, nice. That's nice that you have that.
I did that for you, but you're looking around and you're looking at clips, all sorts of stuff. Okay, folks. What?
Nothing. Go ahead. You're frozen. It's freezing now. And you're kind of foggy. You're kind of foggy, too.
You know, this camera is not the same high quality that I bought for you.
That's a good friend right there.
It is. All right. The Wrestler... 2008, this was like a Golden Globe and Oscar-nominated darling.
Yes. Tim.
Sorry. It stars Randy the Ram Robinson, and he's playing a character called Mickey Rourke.
No. I'm like, Tim, you got that backward, but I wasn't going to say anything. But I see what you're doing there. Okay.
No. Darren Aronofsky is the director of this film. He made Requiem for a Dream, which I'm told is fantastic. I have not seen it yet. But he also made Black Swan and that abortion known as Mother, two of the worst movies I've seen in a long time. So I'm not really an Aronofsky fan. And I saw this movie when it first came out.
Did you see it in the theater or no?
Did I see this one in the theater?
I think I saw it at home
as soon as it was available. I kind of got to it.
Marissa Tomei's in it. I had to see it.
Here's the thing. Okay, right now you see on the screen the poster that Amazon has for The Wrestler, which is him doing the Ram Jam.
Yep.
Which is basically him coming off the top rope with two elbows out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that is in fact what it is. Mm-hmm. But the other poster that you see a lot, and the one that's on IMDb, and I wish I would have had that set up, but I didn't.
Oh, let me take a look. Hold on.
Yeah.
Don't.
The other one is him kind of slumped over. Yeah. Again, you don't see his face, because let's face it, Mickey Rourke's face is not worth seeing.
Yeah, anymore. He really screwed himself up with plastic surgery.
Yeah, when he did his professional boxing career, he said, "Hit me in the face! Hit me in the face! Hit me in the face!"
Did he? Is that what he wanted to do?
There are people that think he kind of self-destructed his acting career by doing that.
Really?
That he literally, first of all, he was a celebrity, so a lot of boxers wanted to show him who was boss, so they were beating the shit out of him. But he got a lot better boxers than he should have when he professionally boxed.
So you're telling me, now I honestly don't know this, so I'm asking this legitimately. Yeah, he was an actor, and he wanted to box, and now then he started acting again. Is that the Oreo cookie here?
It's even more complicated than that, because he actually wanted to be a boxer, wasn't getting anywhere.
Yeah.
He started acting, and he made a couple of films. The most important was one called Diner. That what? Was absolutely, he was fantastic in it. And he had a big run in the early to mid-80s.
Right.
He did a bunch of movies. And then he decided, he was always kind of difficult to work with.
Like prima donna-ish?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they weren't digging him so much anymore. And he kind of self-destructed a little bit. And he said, okay, I'm going to go box. He went boxing, and there are people that think that when he went in there, he deliberately was leading with his face.
Really? See what things you find out here?
I don't know if that's true, but I do know he didn't protect his face too well. He had, it was mashed, and then he went bargain basement with the reconstructive surgery. I think somebody took the bubble gum that Rowdy Roddy Piper had and filled in the blanks. So he looks terrible. Now, in this movie, we first meet Randy Durham, and he's doing a promotion in an elementary school gymnasium.
Yes.
Which is what a lot of these independent wrestling things, one of our chatters right now goes to these independent shows.
I've been to one.
They're in little venues, you know,
I went to one in Teresa, mm-hmm. Wisconsin, and the main attraction were midgets.
We call them little wrestlers.
So little wrestlers, little midgets. And the thing is that, no, it was like, it's exactly like this one. Huh? There was like three or four like rows of seats, like fold-out chairs.
Yeah.
And it was at a school or something. And these people came out and it's like, all right. God bless you for trying to get through it. But I was only there to see the midgets. I don't know. Right, little people, whatever. I was there to see them. But go ahead.
Yeah, and you realize as it goes on, he's getting into more and more messed up stuff. Until he's in pure ECW land where they're... You know what ECW is?
Yes.
The Extreme?
Yes. Yeah.
They are doing the blade. Well, I didn't know. I know you're into most sports, but I didn't know you were involved in the two most important ones, All-Star Wrestling and my other favorite.
The Crusher. And
anyway, there's only two real sports.
What's the other one?
The other one?
What?
The North American Parakeet Truck Pulling.
What?
Yeah. Anyway.
What the okay.
It's real. But he's getting into more and more hardcore until he gets the ever-living piss knocked out of him. In a other story,
has
a daughter that doesn't talk to him because he's an asshole, and I'm totally on the daughter's side.
Yes, I agree with that. Yep, I agree.
She is correct, and he is a jerk. And then there's the love story with Marissa Tomei playing the stripper girlfriend.
Yes.
And she is wearing very little throughout, which is nice.
At karaoke.
Yeah. But the stripper girlfriend is, once again, one of those archetypes. The stripper with a heart of gold. The girlfriend that's, worried about the fighter. I mean, this could have been a boxing movie.
Yes.
And just changed out the wrestling scenes. So it was a boxing movie.
So there's a couple things I want to just touch on the whole stripper end of it that I know you're surprised.
You want to touch the strippers?
No, here's the deal. But no, I think I can add something to your review here.
Okay.
So Marissa Tomei's very first scene is the scene where she lap dances for McCurk. That's her very first scene that they filmed for her in this movie. Yep. And so she also has her, we can talk about this, right? She has her nipples pierced, right? But she did this with, like, eyelash glue and clip-on nipple rings. So she's not really pierced, just so you know. And then the other thing is that...
I was wondering.
So the last thing that I think is very interesting
is that... She always took them out for me.
The other thing that I found, and George Costanza. Yeah. And the other thing that I find very interesting is that, so when a wrestler ends up and they're done wrestling, they leave their boots in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
In the final scene with Marissa Tomei in the strip club, she leaves her shoes on the stage. So that's why. So she's giving it up. She's done. That but I cool. I could bring something to your review.
That was nice. I really that's See, very good. You know what I thought was interesting was how much of this movie was at a payphone in 2008.
Yeah,
you couldn't find one today, right?
Exactly.
It'd be like, how would you even do those scenes? I do have to say, and the final ring that they fought in was a Ring of Honor ring, which that's one of the few syndicated wrestling shows on television that isn't WWE or NXT or some of that stuff. So
Glow?
Glow is a great TV show. It was fantastic. And I'm talking both versions, the original and the remake. Here's the thing. It really doesn't resolve as a movie. You don't know 100% at the end, is he going to continue? Is she just going to put up, because she's already put up with a lot of bullshit from this guy. Is she going to continue?
Boy, I didn't do any swearing today.
Yeah, you're fucking awesome. But you're left kind of wondering how this all, you know,
I'm not
30 minutes down the line.
I know how it ends.
Okay.
I know how it ends.
Okay.
Well, we can't talk about it.
All right. We'll talk about it off the air.
Can we?
Yeah. Yeah. But.
No, I mean, here's can we talk about it?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I could tell the end of my movie. My movie's older than yours.
All right. We're not going to talk about it, but I don't feel it resolved fully.
It does.
Or satisfyingly.
It does.
I don't.
Connect with me at jeff@otherworldlycultures.com and I'll tell you what I think.
All right. To me, there's a scene in this movie that explains exactly how I feel about the movie. Okay. They're at the bar, which Mickey Rourke is great at because he made the movie Barfly. So they're at the bar, and there's some hair metal song going over the loudspeakers, and they talk about how, now that was music. That was fun in the 80s. The 80s music was fun, it was filled with life, really enjoyed it. And then that goddamn, thank you, Kurt Cobain comes along, and you get all the 90s grunge stuff, right? And that was no fun, it was depressing. Here's where I am. If you like the grunge stuff and the depressing, this is the movie for you.
You're right.
If you're with me and you like the 80s music, you are not going to have fun with this film.
Tim, you're 100% right, because when you watch this movie, when you watch this movie, you come out feeling like you have a wet blanket on you. You come out feeling just like depleted.
Well, there were a lot of people that loved it. Rowdy Roddy Piper said he loved it. He broke down and cried. Yep. And a lot of it is because this film does show there's like no pension program for wrestlers, that they're really kind of living hand to mouth, and they're basically they're a slab of meat out there.
And you have a guy like Ramrod. Wait, Ramrod?
No, Ram. It was the Ram Jam.
Ram Jam. We should have played that music, by the way.
Bang your head.
No. The Ram-a-lam-a-jong. Ram-a-lam. Blah blah blah. Oh. Anyways, but just like him, there's some people that can't disconnect from it. So he's living in the past every day.
Why? He's got no other skills.
Right,
he couldn't even last, a week over at the deli or whatever he was.
You know that deli scene? Did you research that at all?
Yeah, there were like real customers.
Yeah, that's pretty cool when you think about it, right?
It's kind of funny. Okay, and the thing that everybody always waits for in my reviews.
Wait, are we done? You're right.
Hold on. I got to get the Horror Movie Connection.
Oh, man.
Did we miss something on yours? Let's go back.
No, we didn't.
Okay. Horror Movie Connection.
No, we didn't. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
We'll go to it later. Horror Movie Connection.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but
no,
I
you're not.
During the preview show.
Yeah.
I had a sports horror movie connection.
Okay.
But we'll talk about it when that movie comes up. And I meant to talk about it then, but I forgot.
Okay. So the horror movie connections. Aronofsky, who is the director.
Oh, okay.
Some people claim that Black Swan and Mother are horror movies. I just say they're horrible. But Mother was definitely...
Mother, what the hell?
Mother was marketed as if it was a horror movie. But trust me, if you ever watch it, you'll be saying, no, Tim was right, it's horrible. In fact, when I was done watching that movie, that was when I had MoviePass and was seeing a lot of movies for free that year.
Yeah.
When I left the theater, it almost felt like all of us were going to group therapy. We're just like, oh, that was the worst thing I ever saw in my life.
Mother was?
Just one person after another coming out. Yeah, it's terrible. It's one of these movies that's preachy, but it thinks it's hiding its message and is really just like out there and you know immediately what it is.
I never saw that movie.
It's terrible. It is an aggressively bad movie. If it was on
aggressively
here...
Aggressively bad? Holy shit.
I think I would give it a zero. I don't think I would even give it a one.
Really?
It's that bad, yeah.
Well, then don't ever... Yeah. I don't want to see it.
No, you will not be given that movie. As we've established, you give yourself bad movies. Yeah. I don't. All right, Mickey Rourke, he actually did have a horror movie connection because he played in Angel Heart, which is a devil movie. So again, you won't be seeing it.
Wait, no. Is that with the chick from The Cosby Show?
Yes.
Yeah, I did start watching it and I turned it off, man.
Right. He also played Marvin Sin City, which I claim is Frankenstein.
I started watching that too. Is that with Bruce Willis?
Yeah.
Yeah, I started watching it and then I'm like, I can't watch the same
movie. No, that's a good movie.
No, it's
Marissa
not.
Tomei, I couldn't find anything except for she had a bit part. Like her first IMDb role is she had a bit part in The Toxic Avenger, which I will probably make Jeff watch because that would be hilarious to do to Jeff.
I get it.
It would be worth the low score that I get that week. Just
I might like it. You don't know me.
Right.
Well, you
actually, I think you might like that one. Evan Rachel Wood, who plays the daughter, she was a regular on True Blood. So that was a vampire show that was on HBO.
What was that noise?
So that was the horror movie connection going off. There's a sound effect associated.
I didn't watch any of these clips.
All right. Well, now we're going to go to the score. What do you think I scored it? You want to guess?
Yeah.
What?
I'll put it behind my back.
Okay. Right. Ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Oh,
I gave it a five.
I said a seven.
A seven? See, you know what? Had this movie had even a little fun to it, I would have enjoyed it.
The strip club was fun!
It's just so soul-crushing.
It is. It definitely is.
They don't even have fun with some of the stuff that is innately funny. Like when they're handing out the assignments at the beginning, and the guys are kind of walking each other through. Okay, I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
That could have been fun, and they made it just flat.
It's a depressing movie. It's like a rainy day in a way. It's like an overcast rainy day throughout the whole movie. That's how you feel.
Martin Scorsese's mom, when she saw the movie Taxi Driver, she said, there's too much Good Friday and not enough Easter Sunday. And that's how I feel with this movie. Oh. I think had the end been a little bit more upbeat, I think it would have went up probably 2-3 points in my book. But because it was so just relentlessly depressing, I couldn't have fun with it.
No, you can't. It's impossible to have fun with this movie. And we have somebody in the chat room, I don't even know how to say it.
Elsnorapido.
It's not supposed to be fun. I get that, but it's just, you know what?
I don't care. You know what, I never care.
You know the only other movie that I watched that seemed like this to me is Seven. I watched
Seven. Seven is relentlessly
It's very like
depressing.
Yeah. Depressing, and even at the end, I left the theater.
See, I enjoyed that one, though.
No.
I enjoyed it.
No.
Yeah.
I came out of the movie theater.
Yeah.
Absolutely drained. Like, drained.
Hmm.
But anyways.
All right. Hey, You know
so
what?
So we both gave him fives. So let's get on to trivia. Five.
Well, no.
Yeah, about it's time.
Here we go, folks.
Rent is due.
We will return you to the regularly scheduled program in just a moment. But first,
let's make some merch money.
Dead on the Bases has
everybody's favorite part.
You heard us right.
We have new merch
coming.
You heard
us develop the product online. You saw how the elements came together.
I love this.
You heard it all become the
Oh, Tim, you have this on tonight.
Awesome. Yep. You know today. We
you
have
stole me money.
Dead on the Bases merch. Get this high-quality, durable garment at our store or a fine partner location. Get our classic and classy tees that really
Who
shine.
Joined?
Worn out on their own, paired with some chinos or a pair of jeans.
Chinos.
This is for sure your
chinos
new favorite tee.
Great.
And it's also
us.
Your significant other's new favorite tee. Made with a super soft blend of ring spun cotton and polyester.
I'll come somewhere different
to help
prices.
The shirt keep its shape as it will
well,
suit
the
shirt you wear for all occasions.
You revamped this, didn't you?
Coming in the line?
I'm thinking about getting coasters. Oh. And I'm thinking about getting Tumblr, like Yetis. I don't know, man. I think we got a market going. I don't know.
As always, Jeff, you are so right. Get this fabulous
looks really good,
product
Tim.
Now.
Yeah. You redid it. It looks great.
Near you. Dead on the Bases.
Coast to coast, yeah,
when
baby.
You, care. And you are.
Open it up, with Gigo.
Style. People are gonna love this on.
We're, you know, we're gonna make a ringtone. I think.
You know what?
We should need a ringtone.
Why not? I bet you can
you
sell
say
it.
You're hooping it up, Muskego style.
I bet
that's
we could
it.
Sell it. We could put that on an app, and people would buy that.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
well, we should.
You can tell because the chat room's just packed with people.
Yeah, well, they're all idiots. Anyways, well, the ones that aren't in there. But anyways,
no wonder nobody comes to our chats.
No,
you call them an idiot.
Let's talk about Horror Realm real quick. Unless you have that plan for after.
You mean like that?
Yes.
Bam! I was ready. 70 days, brother.
That's it. That's a running clock. That's fantastic. You did that?
Yeah.
That's pretty fantastic.
Fingers.
How do you... Damn.
I'm so good.
Anyways, we're 70 days away from Horror Realm.
I'm so good.
It's
going to
be awesome.
Handsome.
Yes.
It's scary.
So we're 70 days away from Horror Realm.
Yes.
If we stay out long enough, we could get down to 69 days. And so... But we're not going to stay that long because
69?
people get bored. So
and
that's coming up.
And it would become a telethon at that point.
Hey, Jerry Lewis has done it.
Not anymore.
I know.
Yeah.
Anyways, so November 19th to the 21st, come and join us out there. We're going to have our own table.
We're going to
have merch. We have a couple different kinds of t-shirts.
Jeff has been told not to bring a t-shirt gun.
And the thing is, I already bought one on eBay, but oh well, I'll see if I can send it back. Not eBay, Amazon. But I guess I can't use that. But anyways, he didn't say anything about the human slingshot, so maybe I'll do that instead. But anyways, we're going to be out at Horror Realm out in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
It's going to be fantastic.
It's going to be awesome. I mean, the hotel's got a pool. So
and
it's going to be
you can
fun.
Find out more at horrorrealmcon.com. A lot of great people
Danielle
are
Harris.
Going to be there. Danielle Harris.
Deborah Fordham. I'm sorry.
That's okay. By a lot, lots of great people, and Kane Hodder, too.
Kane Hodder. You know what? I hear he's a hot commodity.
Ah, nice. Hey, and folks, remember, you can email the show.
Ooh, I like
that's
that.
Right. Whoops. There we go.
You know what?
You can email the show at jeff@otherworldlyculture.com or tim@otherworldlyculture.com, and you can tell us what you think here on Dead on the Bases.
I will give out a Dead on the Bases t-shirt.
Oh, come on.
To the 100th person.
The 100th.
That emails me.
Okay, the gauntlet has been thrown.
Yep.
It is time for everybody's favorite part of the show.
What is Jeff drinking?
Yes. No, it's called trivia time.
Damn,
here we go.
I think
time to adjust.
I think
adjust yourself.
I think this moved on me.
Don't put your hand down there when I say adjust
Stop
yourself.
It. Stop it.
My God, sir.
I don't even know if I'm on the screen yet. So
you'll know in a second.
I don't know. That's not what I want. Hope I want it this way a little bit. There we go.
Nobody watches. They listen.
They should
listen. We got listeners. I don't know that we got...
Why don't you just, before we do this, just run through where are we at? We're on Twitch.
We're on Twitch.
We'll be on Facebook tomorrow.
Twitch.tv, Otherworldly Culture. You can always check us out at otherworldlyculture.com. We're on Facebook Live right now on my private thing. We're trying it.
Why didn't you tell me about
that? That's why we're getting this ugly. I think we're not going to be doing
what it. What is again. ESPN? ESP? That's SN Pittsburgh. Wait, what does that mean?
Especially in Pittsburgh. It's
I thought it was a Spanish challenge.
What's in the box? Yeah, thank you. Anyway, you can catch us at a lot of different places.
Who do you think will prevail? When did you type that?
It's a button I have over here. Thanks for giving away
like that.
Give away all my secrets.
What does this button do?
Oh, that's the letter Y. Okay, thanks.
Oh, what the
heck? All right, Jeff. Here we go.
Danielle Harris, if you're listening.
Yeah.
This trivia contest is for you.
Okay. Are you going first? You seem really hot to track here. Give me
I don't know if I can read
Okay, for those that don't know about trivia time.
Yeah, good idea.
What we do, we say three statements. One of them is untrue. The other two are true. So he'll give me three statements about the movie They Live.
No. Yes.
About the wrestler.
Oh, stop it, man. I'm having a hard enough time reading this the way it is.
He's going to give me three statements about the wrestler, and I have to pick which one I think is not true. All right, let's go.
Okay.
Let's go, baby.
So this is like two truths and a lie. Here we go.
Yep. This is too busy.
But it was nice to have music behind us, though. It's not as boring. There we go. Due to the film's modest budget, Axl Rose donated the use of Guns N' Roses' Sweet Child of Mine free of charge for the final match. That's because Mickey Rourke used to use that to enter the boxing ring when he boxed.
Okay. That's letter A.
Marissa Tomei's first day of shooting was a scene where she gives Mickey Rourke a lap dance. Just like Demi Moore, Tomei did her research/dance auditions at Bucktails Strip Club in New Mexico to prepare for the film.
Okay. That's B.
And C, the sound effects in the video game Randy plays with the kid is from Atari's Pac-Man game. The game features similar graphics to the original WWF WrestleMania Nintendo game.
Okay.
Sorry about the butchery.
I will tell you right off the bat, I love how often people use the sound effects from Atari 2600's Pac-Man.
Damn.
So I knew those right off the bat. It's really? Kind of like me listening for Wilhelm Scream.
I can't hear it.
I love it.
Was there one in the A-Live? Was there one?
I don't think there was one in there. But the Pac-Man sound effects get used a lot. So I know C is factual.
Okay.
I don't know about everything else that you said in there, but I know the Pac-Man part is true for sure.
So what about Axl Rose?
Axl Rose.
Sweet Child
okay,
of Mine.
Okay, I do know that Mickey Rourke, or as he likes to be called, Mr. Ram, did utilize Sweet Child of Mine as his entrance music.
Okay.
But I don't believe for a second that Axl Rose gave it to him for free. And I certainly don't think Slash did, but Slash did work on the score to the movie.
You know so much.
So that one's starting to be suspect to me. B, you actually talked about earlier in your review, and I was listening, and I'm wondering now if that was bait for me to go for it. But I am going to say I don't believe Axl Rose gives anything away for free, so I am going to go with letter A. Dang, it was B.
It was the one because, yeah.
Dang it.
Yeah, she did not, I made up Bucktail Strip Club. Okay. I made up New Mexico.
Okay.
I made all that shit up.
All right. Well, you baited me, so good job for you.
Right on. All right. On.
Time for me to do mine.
Hey. Matthew McConaughey.
Okay.
Right on.
So.
You don't give. You don't give a rip.
Letter A. You ready? Screenwriter Frank Armitage went on to write Trumbo about the blacklisted screenwriter and previously gained a near Oscar nod for All the President's Men. Okay. Okay. That's one.
Yep.
B. Darren Aronofsky has cited the fight scene in They Live as an inspiration for the fight scenes in The Wrestler. He thought the fight was a parody. And letter C about They Live. Roddy Piper's character name of Nada means nothing in Spanish.
Why would you use that? We talked.
Hold on. It is also the name of the comic book this film is based on.
Okay, I'll tell you right now, you suck, because I have no idea. So I think
that's A, why I had it there.
I think A is true. Could you read the two other ones again, B and C, please?
B and C, Darren Aronofsky, the director of The Wrestler, has cited the fight scene in They Live as the inspiration for the fight scenes in The Wrestler. He thought the fight was a parody.
Okay. Okay, well then, you have to read anymore. B is not true. B is false.
Okay.
What? C? Is it C?
It's A.
A sucks.
Screenwriter Frank Armitage.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
Because, first of all, Frank Armitage is a pen name that John Carpenter used to write this movie.
Whatever. And this is ridiculous.
This is a very leftist type of movie.
Yes, because they're ripping Reagan,
right,
I know.
And Trumbo is also about a blacklisted screenwriter, so I thought. And then when I said All the President's Men, that was just to sweeten the pot. It would be very difficult for the same screenwriter to have done all three of those movies.
Wait a second. You explain B and C for me.
B, Darren Aronofsky actually did cite the fight scene in They Live as the inspiration for his fight scenes in The Wrestler.
He thought
it was comically long and a parody. And then...
What?
Yep. And the comic book that They Live is based on was in fact called Nada.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, actually, I had this as an alternate, and had you gone more down that Nada thing and knew about the comic book, my alternate was going to be this movie was delayed in release so as not to compete directly with the film that you'll be enjoying later this season, you know, Halloween 4.
You know what? I did know that.
Yeah.
That one I did know.
Good thing I didn't use it.
Damn.
So, you know what, though? You know what that means?
We're tied.
We are starting off tight on this show.
It's like prom
Holy
night.
Thank you. We knew that was coming. So
that's what she said.
We both...
Profusely.
I don't have that
aggressively.
Ready. Yeah.
But that's what she said. Hey, that's what she said, aggressively.
God. All right, so we both had zero on the trivia, and we both had fives for our movies.
Oh, man.
Holy cow. Holy cow. It doesn't get tight. Oh, wait a minute. I just thought of something.
Uh-oh. Fudge. What's that?
Because Jeff tried so hard on that comedy earlier, I told him I'd give him
a point for that. No, that's all right.
No, we'll give you the point. I said I would give it to you. Damn it. Pisses me off. All right.
Whatever, I would have forgot.
I gave him the lead. That's sickening.
Hope he had a cup on. What's that all about? Why did you type that?
I didn't type that.
Someone did.
Oh. Yeah.
An Atari Donkey Kong.
Oh, anytime somebody gets one wrong, I put that in.
Now you can play along. Tell us the trivia you think false, A, B, or C.
Okay.
A.
So, thank you for reading the chat out loud for everybody.
Where was that person from last week, the SGFJ?
I don't know. I don't know everybody in the chat.
Where's your mom? Your mom wasn't here tonight.
No, she's with another man. My father.
I know, but why wasn't she on?
Hitting on my mom.
She probably wanted to see me in my sunglasses.
Dude, it's time to talk about
Inning two.
And why did it do
that? Yeah, that kind of sucked. I gotta find a new
Let's
producer.
Let's do this. There we go.
Yes.
Tell us about yours.
The Race. This is a very entertaining movie. I like this movie. And I also like the fact, because I love history, so this is a very historically correct movie. It's about Jesse Owens and the fact that he competed in the Olympics and Hitler. So it's good. And it says race, so it's kind of a double entente, where it's about a race and about his race. Well, yeah, his race.
Nice.
That's it. It's a good movie. You'll enjoy it.
Okay. And the movie, and I have not seen that movie before. The movie you are going to enjoy.
This sucks ass already, and I'll ding myself for that. That screenshot of whatever that is, what the living hell was that? Yeah, you drink your little blood, water, whatever. This is going to suck ass, I can tell already.
The Collector is one of the finest films ever made.
You're so foolish. Tim, that movie looks awful already. It looks very demonic.
You're going to love it. There's going to be a lot of love going on, and I will be accepting your apology.
You know what this already reminds me of? What's that movie with the guy from that's married to Fergie, and he played in that movie, and they're in a jungle, and they end up on a beach, and they all get... They end up on a beach.
Oh, Turistas.
This, the color of this picture right now is making me think of Turista right now.
Okay. You learned nothing from the movie Race if you're basing things on the color of the picture.
No, but just the theme of it. I get you, ha ha ha. But the theme, just the way it looks, it's giving me a Turista vibe. You're funny.
It's a little bit. Turista is considered torture porn, and this movie's got some aspects of that. This movie is gonna scare the piss out of you. I'm going to enjoy every minute of the texts and the Facebook messages that I get while he's watching it at home and complaining about how scared he is and how he thinks somebody's in the house. And all of that is going to be highly entertaining. I think it's a great suspense film. I really do.
A suspense film, great. But before you go to your clothes, I just want to wish my dog, Tango... Tango. I should send you a picture. He's going to be two tomorrow.
Two?
On September 10th, yep.
He's a puppy.
I know. And
that's not a dog.
The funny thing about it is that he's only been around for 2 years, but I feel like I've had him forever. He's a great dog. Maybe I'll send you a picture and you can put it up one time.
Yeah, we'll do
Tango's
that.
Tango's a good pup. But anyways, go ahead.
We put a picture of you being attacked by sharks one time.
You know what? I have actually a picture. Oh, can I talk about one more thing?
Sure.
I wrestled in high school, and I wanted to find that picture for you of me wrestling. Okay. But I couldn't. I wrestled in a 98-pound weight class at Muskego.
Okay.
And freshman year. And the thing of it is, though, Tim, is that I weighed 83 pounds freshman year.
Wow.
83. So when there's guys stripped down on the scale trying to make weight spitting in a towel, this is honestly, I went up there fully dressed, and I had one of our Muskego mint shakes in my hand. Yeah. And they weighed me up. And I didn't even get to like 85. But then I got my ass kicked every round. I did. But I had a lot of heart, according to the coach. And I did win my very last match against a kid from Martin Luther.
Yeah.
And it was kind of fun. He's like a little rag doll. I did what I wanted. It was my best match ever.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you.
And wrestling is the only real sport outside of North American Parakeet Tractor Pulls. So, anyway, was it Nitka?
Yeah, Coach Nitka,
we just got that in.
Coach Nitka, yep. And then Budish. Budish was the varsity coach, and he was also a Muskego detective at the time.
Okay, yes. I remember that. I remember that.
Why did
many
he
a times that he
interrogated you?
Yeah, interrogated me and checked if I had any bodies buried out back, but he never found them. Anyway,
Coach Nitka, yeah.
he Nitka's actually
cool. Nitka's a good guy. He's
hated
a good guy.
Me, what? But he respected
How
me.
How did he hate you?
He hated
did
me.
Did you have him? You had
because
a
I could barely run.
Tim!
I still to this day. I was in like the special ed for gym.
Shut the hell.
I was in special gym.
Shut up. Were you really?
Yeah, really. And I have no coordination, none of that. But he loved that I would try and fail so spectacularly time after time.
You know what? That was a cool thing because he was also my Mr. Everson and Coach Nick were my coach at Muskego. Budish was varsity, so I didn't really talk to him too much.
Right.
But Nitka had that same respect for me, too. He knew, I mean, I'm an 83-pound guy. Wrestling guy's 15 pounds heavier than me. And I gave 100%. So he always had a special place for me on that team.
That's how you are on this show. You're Nitka, always giving us 100%.
Nitka's a good guy. Coach Nitka forever.
Oh, my God. We're so overtime, buddy.
Are we really?
Yeah, we really need. Yeah, we're like an hour, 7 minutes. We decided overtime is now an hour. But we're at an hour seven, so there are people begging for us to be done at
Peggy,
this point.
Peggy, Tracy, we're fine.
Yeah.
I hope you're enjoying this. We did this extra long for you. Pittsburgh Mafia, what are you
doing? I am not going to comment on
what
you saying extra long. All right. It's time to close the crypt. I can't believe you talk so dirty. Time to close the crypt and call the game. Thank you for watching.
Remember, the drink is gone.
Remember to share and subscribe. Well, then the show's done.
Yeah.
Subscribe to our show and feed. You can find the show at otherworldlyculture.com and follow the show on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Pandora, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher? Other fine places.
When do we get on Stitcher?
We're on Stitcher.
When?
I don't know. We did it.
Oh, my God. I got to start telling people we're on Stitcher.
We're on Stitcher. And you know what?
What? What, Tim? Oh, that's right. Merch.
If it's sports, it's a home run. But if it's horror, run home. We're dead on the bases. And we'll see you next time. You know, why do you ruin a perfectly good thing?
I love doing that. That's my
basically
favorite
part. That's actually that should be the name of our show. Why do you ruin a perfectly good thing like that?
I,